Welcome to Locked On Yankees. I'm Jesse Spector, the editor of LockedOnYankees.com, a lifelong New Yorker and a former Daily News and Sporting News guy, now found in a variety of other places as a freelancer, including here. It'll be fun. Let's have fun. The Yankees did have a fun weekend in Kansas City. They won 2 out of 3, continuing this road trip that started with officially 0 games in Washington, and they'll move on to Texas, and we'll talk about Texas a little bit later. We'll also talk about Clint Frazier and Tyler Austin and, you know, some related things for the two of them. Clint Frazier is going back to Scranton. Tyler Austin sure seems like his days with the Yankees are numbered, with Greg Bird on the mend. We'll get to that, but first we should talk about the series that the Yankees just completed with the Kansas City Royals. Yankees coming through with 2 out of 3 there. I wasn't that surprised that the Yankees lost on Friday night. They had not played at all since Tuesday, and they had not played a full game since Sunday against the A's. So I thought that, you know, it was not surprising to see the Yankees kind of off their game, and CeCe Sabathia maybe with a little bit too much rest when he came to the mound against the Royals, and the Yankees wind up losing that game. It happens. I don't think that was anything of concern, and you certainly saw that it was not a matter of concern on Saturday when the Yankees pounded the Royals 8-3 in a game in which they got home runs. They had the inside the park home run from Aaron Hicks, and then outside the park home runs from Gleyber Torres, Giancarlo Stanton, and a pair from Gary Sanchez, who now leads the Yankees with 12 home runs. Sunday, another 2-homer day from Tyler Austin, plus home runs back-to-back by Miguel Andujar and Austin Romine in a 10-1 win. And really, though, the big story of that, and, you know, Luis Severino was fine on Saturday in getting the win. He went 6 innings, gave up 3 runs. Really one of his poorer starts of the season, which tells you how good Severino has been, that just a base quality start is kind of meh for him. Yankees wound up using Chad Green, Dylan Betances, and Aroldis Chapman in that game. So they were looking for Sonny Gray to come through on Sunday and, you know, at least give him some depth, you know, bounce back from the really rough start that he had against the A's. And boy, did he. 8 innings, 1 run, only walked 1, struck out 5, had a perfect game going for at least a little while. And, you know, this is the third good start from Sonny Gray out of his last 4. You know, he wasn't dominant against Cleveland or Houston, but those are two of the better teams in the American League. The A's let him up. You know, 5 runs in 5 innings, and Chris Davis took him deep, and that was not a good start by Gray his last time out. But he comes back out, and, you know, really, you know, this was a battle of struggling starters. It was Gray and Eric Skoglund, and, you know, Sonny Gray came through and did the job. Had arguably his best start as a Yankee. And I know that the Royals are a hot mess this year, but, you know, Sonny Gray has gotten his head handed to him by some hot mess teams this year too. So, you know, you look at that, and I don't think that you can say that Sonny Gray has fully turned a corner here, but he's certainly heading in the right direction. And that is something positive for the Yankees to see. And they were able to get out of Kansas City with the only relievers that they used in the series finale, only reliever that they used in the series finale, being A.J. Cole, who pitched that final inning of, it's the opposite of, you know, mop-up. It's a turn-out-the-lights role, clean-up, except clean-up is another baseball term. Would you call that mop-up? In that case, I don't even, because mop-up you associate with the guy comes in and, you know, mops up after a mess has been made by the previous pitchers. That's the opposite of what Cole did. He was just there to tidy up, I guess, would be the tie up the loose ends and send the Yankees on to Texas, which is where they will go next. And honestly, A.J. Cole has been good in this role since the Yankees acquired him. He's pitched well. It's funny because you look at the box score And you see that his ERA is still 8.80 for the season. But he's pitched three games now for the Yankees. He's pitched five innings, hasn't given up a run. His ERA with the Nationals was 13.06. So he's gotten that down to a robust 8.8. And, you know, that's what the Yankees were hoping for. They were hoping that they could get this guy and he could give them some innings and in various situations really of this type. You know, the give you the close it out with some confidence and ease in a game like this. Sometimes be the mop-up man, and the Yankees do occasionally need somebody to come in and clean things up after a starting pitcher has made a mess. Sometimes you do expect that that's going to be Sonny Gray. Sometimes you do not. The other thing that Cole can do is be the guy, because he's been a starter, you know, for pretty much his entire life. He's in this bullpen role now. But the other thing that he can do is, if you get into an extra inning game, he can be a guy that gives you really significant length in that type of game. And that's kind of a thing that the Yankees need in their bullpen. So Yankees go to Texas with a fresh and rested bullpen. And we start this week fresh and rested. And if you would like to advertise on Locked On Yankees, all the fresh content we have coming, you should do so. Send an email to lockedonnyy@gmail.com. That's lockedonnyy@gmail.com. So Tyler Austin hit two home runs on Sunday afternoon, both just hammered. One was over the bullpen, one was to dead center field. Just huge blast from Tyler Austin, who's now got 8 home runs this season. The only guys on the Yankees with more home runs than Tyler Austin are Judge, Stanton, Sanchez, and Didi Gregorius. So that's pretty good. And Tyler Austin is probably headed back to AAA when Greg Bird gets healthy. And that is too bad. Like, I don't really know what you can do, because Greg Bird is a guy who has the same kind of power and a little bit more in his bat as well, and is a lefty hitter, so he's more useful. And Tyler Austin is really a platoon player. Bird, you know, you could go with a Bird-Austin platoon, I suppose, but Neil Walker is starting to hit better, and Neil Walker has that kind of versatility. So if the Yankees wanted to keep Austin, they could. You know, you could see the world in which they do that, and Austin can play a little bit of outfield for you. You know, he did that last year. He played some right field. He played some right and left the year before when he first came up. He's starting to seem like a guy who can hit really at this level, especially if you slot him right in those matchups against lefties. I just wonder, like, you know, if you were to keep Neil Walker, would you jettison Ronald Torres? I don't know what the answer is here. Austin does still have the options, and other guys do not. If Austin's not the guy who gets sent down when Bird comes back, it's surprising, because it means that they're cutting somebody out of the organization. They would have to DFA Torres, or they would have to DFA Neil Walker and eat, you know, the rest of the $4 million, which to them, you know, it's not a huge deal, but, you know, they're not in the business of eating money on fairly productive players. And I know that Neil Walker's season numbers are not great, that's for sure, but, you know, he's swung a much better bat lately, and he does, like I said, give you that versatility where he can play first base, second base, third base, you know, maybe the outfield in a pinch. Not that the Yankees are short on outfielders, although the Yankees are now shorter one outfielder, because after the game on Sunday, they sent Clint Frazier back down to AAA. And all that Clint Frazier did was come up, hit a double that could have been an RBI double if Miguel Andujar did not get thrown out at home plate, and draw two walks. Yeah, so the guy's 1-for-2 with a pair of walks in the only game that he gets into, and he's going back down to Scranton. And it makes sense, because you want Clint Frazier to get reps, and, you know, Brett Gardner's been better. Aaron Hicks obviously had an inside-the-park home run on Saturday, and he's started to swing a better bat as well. You have to think that if there's an injury for any kind of significant amount of time, that Frazier will be back, and when the Yankees go to National League Park, they can bring Frazier up again, just like they did in Washington. I think they only really kept him around in Kansas City because they wanted to at least get him into a game and figure that, you know, that was a real tease to bring him up for the Washington series, not have him play, and then send him back down without having played, that could really be a blow. I don't know if this isn't... I mean, this is still tough to take because you came up, you got a hit and two walks, and, yeah, sorry, kid, back to Scranton. I don't know what the Yankees do with Clint Frazier because he's clearly somebody who has a lot of trade value, but at the same time, he's somebody who should fit into the Yankees' plans going forward. Now, he's somebody that has a lot of talent and can be part of this outfield for them for years to come. The question is, you know, what are the Yankees' plans beyond this year? Because Aaron Judge is there for, you know, he's still under team control for a while. Giancarlo Stanton obviously has a huge long-term contract. Brett Gardner's time is coming to an end, you know, in the next year or two here. And maybe, do they keep him around as a legacy player? I don't think that's really the Yankees' style, and it'll be tough when Brett Gardner does go to see him go and play with another team. But that the writing is on the wall for that to happen because the Yankees have the chance to be younger and better. Does that younger and better include a free agent like Bryce Harper? Does it include somebody else? What are their plans going forward, especially for center field? It's tough to say, and all that Clint Frazier can do right now is go back down to Scranton, keep murdering baseballs, and just believe that at some point it's going to work out. It's lousy for him, but it's a nice problem for the Yankees to have because they've got a really talented player who belongs in the major leagues right now but isn't going to be there because he's not getting reps. And I would rather, you know, if I'm the Yankees and if I'm a Yankee fan, I'd rather see Clint Frazier in Scranton playing every day and getting the reps that he needs and continuing his development as a player. The question is, how much more does he really have to prove and achieve in AAA? Because he's a super talented guy who can contribute at the major league level, and it's starting to come to a point where he is going to force the Yankees' hand one way or another to either play him or trade him because the value is so high, and you don't want to hold on to a guy and have it slip. He's clearly come back and shown, you know, through what he's done in AAA to warrant the call-up in the first place that he's recovered from the concussion and doing fine with that. So it's just a thing where you have to continue to wait and see what happens, and that's what the Yankees are going to do, and that's what Clint Frazier is going to do, and all that he can do in the meantime, like I said, go down there and just keep hitting. Just keep doing the thing. And it'll work out for him eventually because it's too good. He's too good for that not to happen. In the meantime, if you would like to continue to hear about the Clint Frazier story and what's up with him, I'm sure that we will talk about him more as we go forward on Locked On Yankees. And you can subscribe to Locked On Yankees on iTunes, on Stitcher, on Podbean, on Player FM, on whatever your podcasting distribution service of choice is. If you are not finding Locked On Yankees there, then you should send an email to lockedonnyy@gmail.com. or tweet to @LockedOnYankees, and we'll get you set up. Again, LockedOnNYY@gmail.com or LockedOnYankees on Twitter. The Yankees now go to Texas for a three-game series, Monday night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday night, to wrap up this eight-game road trip that has become a six-game road trip. Good pitching matchups down in the Lone Star State. Monday night starts things off, and old friend of everybody, old friend of Major League Baseball, old friend of the Yankees, Bartolo Colon will be on the mound for the Rangers. He's been pitching pretty well. Colon's got a 3.04 ERA in his last four starts, including that game where he took the no-hitter deep against the Astros, so he has shown that he can handle a real solid lineup. This will obviously also be a test for him. The Yankees are pretty good fastball hitting team, and Bartolo Colon throws pretty much nothing but fastballs. So, see what happens. Colon is 6-9 in his career against the Yankees with a 6.11 ERA against them. And obviously, that's over a very, very long time against a lot of different Yankees teams. So, that means very little. But, you know, it's nice to give you that context, if you will. So, Masahiro Tanaka gets the start for the Yankees in the opener. He was the pitcher in the suspended game in D.C., so he is on normal rest. That will not be the case for Domingo Germán, who will be pitching for the first time in quite some time. He has not pitched since getting really hammered by the A's back at Yankee Stadium. He will be facing Cole Hamels in a toughie for the Yankees on Tuesday night. That's a tough pitching matchup for the Yankees, but you know, Domingo Germán was really, really good against Cleveland, and with six no-hit innings, much less good against the A's in that start. So we'll see what he's got to offer going out on the road. And he's pitched well in the state of Texas before, because it was that relief outing after Jordan Montgomery got hurt in Houston that got Domingo Germán the rotation chance, and made the most of it in the first start. Did not make so much of it in the second start, and now will be on some super extended rest. I guess it's 9 days rest it'll be for Domingo Germán when he goes to the mound. Hamels, saw him a long time ago back in 2009, and he hasn't pitched very much against the Yankees in his career overall, but he's Cole Hamels, and you kind of know the deal with him. Having a season this year that's been one of those lack of run support kind of years, because he's 2-4 with a 3.48 ERA, and that speaks to this Texas team that is not one of the better teams in baseball this year. They've been a bit on the downturn, and maybe Cole Hamels is somebody who, he's got no trade rights, so we'll see what happens with that as we get towards the trade deadline. But Cole Hamels, somebody to think about that way. And then wrapping up the series, Doug Fister for the Rangers against CC Sabathia for the Yankees. I feel like Doug Fister has given the Yankees trouble over the course of his career. He's just one of those guys that not the hardest throwing right-handed pitcher, but he's a guy that he's bounced around quite a bit in his career. Seattle, Detroit, Boston, Houston, Nationals. And you've seen Doug Fister before. You know what he's about. And, in his career against the Yankees, again, this goes back a pretty long way, but in his career against the Yankees, 3-4 with a 5.56 ERA. So the Yankees have handled him in the past. I guess I'm really thinking of last year when he gave the Yankees some trouble. I think I'm just thinking of really one start that he had against the Rays is what I guess I'm thinking of with the Red Sox. Really handled the Yankees in that one. But the Yankees have had their share of success against Fister in his American League times. And maybe I don't know why it's a feeling that way, because I said that before I looked at the numbers, which is probably not. You should look at the numbers before you come out and say things. But yeah, so there you go. Doug Fister, CC Sabathia. CC will be back on his normal rest after. We'll see if that was the issue or if it's more of a matter of regression. And we'll see you throughout the week here on Locked On Yankees. Remember to subscribe and follow on social media and do all the stuff that you do. And we will see you next time.